Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you. Chose that you should exist. Chose you. Consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light, for you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life
right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. Revolutionary Life is here every weekday night, by the way, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be, guys, so you might want to hit that follow sign. If you decide to follow, you'll be notified when we're live. Also, there's a share button. If you know anybody who would like to listen to these presentations or this particular one, please feel free to share. Thank you very much. Tonight, Revolutionary Life is going to do what it always does. It's going to deal with some things that affect your life every day. Yes, you do. That's why we deal with them. But we deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. Revolution is just change. We deal with them from a revolutionary point of view. Tonight, for instance, we're dealing with a saying that goes around. First time I've heard this thing, I think, was in the book Secret. If you remember that. It says, thoughts become things. Thoughts become things. Your thoughts actually become material things. The things you think of manifest in right here in front of you in the physical world. You have but to think of them, I guess constantly or whatever, and they materialize. They come into existence. They come from out of existence, from non-existence, I guess, into existence. Somehow they come to you if you think about them, I guess. The idea is that thoughts become things. All right. Well, tonight we're going to talk about that because the title of the show tonight, the topic is Do Thoughts Become Things? Actually, so the title of the show tonight is actually a question. And that question is, do thoughts become things? Because if they do, you got to watch what you're thinking, don't you? Because if they did, or if they do, or if they will become things, then our thoughts are generous. From what I can tell, thoughts are all over the place. Good thoughts, bad thoughts. Sometimes sometimes we're thinking of good times. Most of the time, thoughts are the past. Most of the time, thoughts are about the future. Right? And sometimes they're good things you remember about the past. And sometimes they're good things that you envision happening in the future. But they're all thoughts. And check this out. They say thoughts becomes things. Is that your experience? Is that your experience? And is that something that you are aware of? Or think you should be aware of? I mean, I guess if it's real, that that's true, then it would seem to me that folks would be careful about this. Folks would be careful about their thoughts and bad thoughts, right? When back in the day, there was a group called the Parliament, Funkadelic Parliament, and they had a song. And in the middle of that song, they actually stopped singing and quoted and said, well, the music was still going, but they weren't singing any longer. They were saying, they put a line in there where they talked about good thoughts, bad thoughts. That's the name of it. That's the name of it. Good thoughts, bad thoughts. And they go on in that part of the song, they say, you rise as high as your greatest expectation of yourself. And you sink as low as your lowest expectation of yourself. They're saying the name and the title is Good Thoughts, Bad Thoughts. So that's about thoughts too, right? So that song back in those days talked about how your thoughts present in your physical world. Because you'll take on the behavior, the emotions associated with those thoughts. And people can see it in your face. You might not know that, but you are a reflection of what you think about. And so I know that. I don't know if I can think about having a 50-foot yacht that I'm just going to walk out the house and there's going to be a 50-foot yacht sitting out there. If I concentrated on the thoughts, would it appear? You know, that kind of thing. But they say thoughts becomes things. I ain't saying that's what happens, but that's what they say. I know thoughts have an effect on the real world because I can think about something I enjoy very much and my body will respond right here in the real world like I got it. Like I'm doing that thing that I enjoyed so much back then. If I think about it long enough, I can recreate the emotion and damn near the feeling, and my body will respond as though I'm engaged in that activity at the very moment, even though I'm not. So some past shit can bring on some present shit. Yes, it can. You can make your body will respond to thinking. So don't think you hide nothing. There are people who practice, who do interrogations for the police, whatever. And they oftentimes are trained in something called body language, the body language. So while you think you're saying one thing and everybody believes what you say in that room, there are some people trained to not just listen to what you're saying, what's coming out your mouth. They want the truth, right? They want to really know what's going on, what you're thinking. They're watching something else. They're watching how you your body movements. Is your legs crossed? Are your arms crossed? Are you looking defensive? Are you taking a defensive posture? They're checking whether you're looking up to the left. They believe you're thinking up some shit then. Or if you're looking up to the right, then you're probably just remembering something or telling them the truth, that kind of thing. You don't know that even going on. That's the point. You think you got it going on. You think you're telling them what they need to know, what you think they need to know. But you're telling them more than that because they know more. They know the look. They know that whatever you're thinking appears in the real world one way or another. You're not hiding anything. And so I know thoughts can affect the real, the present. We all know that by now. You can think of something sad, something called post-traumatic syndrome. Have you ever heard of that? That is actually a condition where someone can be in a traumatic situation years ago and all the feelings and emotions associated with that situation comes back on them in the present moment. They could be sitting at a dinner table a long way from that tragedy, that trauma. But they can experience that trauma. Feelings can almost like they're there again, like it's happening or about to. often happens with guys in the military who've been in dangerous situations, and they dream about them, or sometimes they're just sitting at the dinner table, something triggers a memory, it's in the mind, right? Something triggers a memory, and you start putting that memory back together. As long as you entertain those thoughts, you can bring the emotion back too. I mean, I can think about something sad. The emotion was sad that was attached to it. I can remember it, but I won't get sad again about it. I'll leave the feeling that was associated with it back there with the thought. It ain't that I've forgotten about it. I don't remember it. I do remember it. But I don't entertain the thought long enough to try to pick up on that emotion that I felt back then. That's especially on bad thoughts, negative stuff. I don't need that right now. That's inappropriate to feel that way at this moment because it's not happening. The fact that I'm feeling a certain way about something that ain't happening right now is post-traumatic syndrome. It might not be sending you to the hospital. That shit got levels. There's levels to that. It might be a level of post-traumatic syndrome that you carrying around with you into the present moment that's inappropriate for the present moment or what's going on right now. So I know. You know I know. And you know. You've been around the block a few times. You know that thoughts can affect things, thoughts of the past or thoughts of the future can affect what you do right now, what you're thinking right now, your new thoughts, causes that's got effects attached to them. Yeah, thought could be a cause in that instance. And so, again, I ask in the title of this presentation, do thoughts become things? And you know, this is a call-in show, guys. So in a minute here, I'm going to be opening up my lines and I'm going to be opening up my chat. So I ask the question and that will be your time to shine. But let me start out by asking the question. Do thoughts become things? I hear this so much. I think I heard it way back in the day back there when the book called entitled The Secret, the video came out and all that, the concept, thoughts become things, they said. Remember, thoughts become things. Watch what you think. Control what you think. Concentrate on the good thoughts. Don't concentrate on your bad thoughts because thoughts become things. What you want. Think about it. Think that whatever it is you want, think about it. I guess that's what they're saying. You know what I mean? Concentrate on it. Focus on it. I did a whole presentation on your most valuable gift. And that's your attention. Everybody wants some. TV commercials, your video, your commercial industry wants it 24/7 if they could get it. Your time and your attention. Because whatever you pay your attention on grows. That's what they used to say. If you want something to grow, you focus on it. So your attention got power. I told you in that presentation when I talked about your most valuable gift being your focus, your attention, what you focus on. I didn't use thoughts at that point, but I meant the same thing. The things that you focus on, you get more of, they grow. Back then, I was talking about focusing on your senses. Your ability to detect the world around you depends on your senses, your ability to smell, taste, touch, and feel. The better you're able to do that, the more aware of the world around you you will be. Made sense to me. I call them your God senses. They were given to you to be able to tell what the hell's going on around you. But you don't notice them. You believe what people tell you. What you heard, what you've been told and sold. It ain't your fault. But if thoughts become things, if they don't, it doesn't matter. You can think about whatever you want to think about. You can have good thoughts and revel in those, and you can have bad thoughts and sit around and cry and whine about those and lament bad things. You can use up to now. You can use up the present moment where all your power at. You can use that up thinking. I know that. I know you can inappropriately bring a feeling into the present moment where it has no business. Shit that happened to you 10 years ago, you might remember it, but to act it out now, to feel that way today, right now, at this moment when it ain't happening, it seems to be in an inappropriate place. It worked. That damn sure was appropriate when the trauma went down. There's no doubt about that. But the trauma ain't happening right now. Why is it going down now? For no other reason than you brought it here. You know, they say carrying around hate for a person is like drinking poison and hoping the person you hate dies. How about that? Yeah. They say carrying around hate is like drinking poison and hoping the person you hate dies from it. It only hurts you. It only weighs you down. The damn show uses up the present moment, burns up the present moment, bringing in the past, or filling it up with what might be the future. And that's what most thoughts are about, right? Most thoughts are about the past or the future. 90% of our thoughts are about shit that done happened or might have. So, hey, I'm just saying, do thoughts really become things? Because I get some of the craziest thoughts sometimes. I don't entertain them. They come through because that's something I heard or saw or something triggered a thought. And if it's a bad thought, I don't spend 5 seconds on it because I know the longer I mess with it, that thought, the more the feelings and emotions and everything associated with that past event or whatever is going to come back unless I want it back. If I want to cry, I can think of some shit to cry about. And if I think of it long enough, thoughts, if I spend enough time there, I can get the emotion too. Not just the memory of the incident. I can literally bring back how I felt at that time. And if somebody walked in the room and saw tears in my eyes, and ain't nothing going on in the room for me to be crying about, they would see that as inappropriate, and it'd be strange to them. At the time the incident I'm remembering happened, it was entirely appropriate, in my opinion, or I wouldn't have teared up. Then. But sitting here in the present moment tearing up, if somebody saw that, it would be entirely inappropriate at this point in time. So I don't entertain certain thoughts. I can't stop them from coming. And sometimes I need to remember them for certain reasons, but I don't, especially the bad ones, I don't hang around and think about them long enough for them for the emotion to come back. I don't need that. I may have need to remember something about it, yeah. But when I'm done with that little memory, I come back to the moment, baby. I come back to the present. I'm distracted by my senses, what I hear, smells, and taste. That'll always bring me back to the present. Not what I think. I don't let my thoughts take me away like that anymore. Controlling the thoughts is something I like. That's why I put this program, that's why I put this title together. Because taking responsibility gives you the ability to have the appropriate response. To have the appropriate response, you must take responsibility. I like that. And so I put this title up today, Do Thoughts Become Things? Because if they do, I got to watch, I got to be in control, I got to pay attention to, I got to be the observer of my thoughts for a minute. I can't just let them run wild if this shit is, if this thing is true. So I asked you in this presentation, do thoughts really become things? I heard that a while back, back when the book The Secret was popular. The book, the video, movie, whatever. So I decided to ask, because that's a level of responsibility for you too, isn't it? I did a whole piece on Know Thyself. I guess that would be part of it. Knowing your thoughts, being aware of them, not accepting them as though they're yours. You just got through watching a TV show. Don't act like those thoughts are all yours. People been telling you what to think since you were a child. Parents, preachers, teachers, people have been telling you what to believe since you were a child. All of us. I don't know if we've ever had an original thought. I mean, I can't say for sure. Teachers told me what to think. Preachers told me what to think. Parents told me what to think. Friends and relatives, TV shows that I watched constantly as a kid told me what to think. Movies, Superfly, all kinds of movies and stuff that I went to watch as a kid. I'd watch Tarzan on TV, and we'd come out those and throw a rope around a tree and swing in a tree on the rope like we're Tarzan. Don't tell me that shit didn't influence me. It did. Or I wouldn't have acted out like what I saw on TV, whether there was a love scene, whether there was a family scene, whether it was a hero scene. It didn't matter. Whether I was a cowboy killing Native Americans and enjoying every minute of it. Cowboys and Indians, they call it. I got two guns for Christmas, a holster that had a gun on both sides, and it had little caps in it, little paper caps in it, and the little caps are just a little roll of paper with gunpowder in them. Literally, I had a gun which had gunpowder in it. It came in a paper roll with little pieces of gunpowder, and when I pulled the trigger, it went pow, and you could smell the gun smoke. That's the society I was raised in. What about you? Did you get the Mateo shooting scale rifle? Did you run out doors and play cowboys and Indians where you killed as many Native Americans as you could find? Maybe you came up in a different time where you was killing Vietnamese or VC. Yeah, when you were playing Vietnam or some other war scenario. How about Warcraft? The kids sitting at home, the grown-ups, spending big money on Warcraft. Something called Warcraft. Something called Grand Theft, which is a crime, a federal crime. Something called Grand Theft Auto. Huh? Are all your kids superheroes solving problems with their fists and their powers? Become things in that sense because it changed the way people think, I guess. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know if you can think of something like having a brand new car in your driveway and then poof, it's out there. Or somehow another gets out there, whether it's poof or whether somebody drives up and gives it to you or whether the money comes for it. I don't know. Do thoughts become things like that? I damn sure know that thoughts can affect the present moment. That people can do things and behave and act like and react like they did 10 years ago to something that went down 10 years ago today. I can do that. I can think about a lovely time I had. And if I spend enough time up there in my head entertaining that thought, I can literally bring back some of the feelings and emotions that were associated with it. When it's totally inappropriate for right now, because it ain't happening right now. I wish it was, maybe. Maybe it made me long for that, but it ain't happening. But my body will respond today, right now, the way with those emotions if I play around my head long enough. Yeah, thoughts. They can change behavior in the present moment, even though they're in the past or future, possible future, even though they ain't real, in other words. Even that's virtual reality. If you want to call it any kind of reality, it's virtual reality. It's like you got the glasses on and you're knocking shit over on the table in real world. You're knocking over your coffee cup. Because you're reacting to what you see in the VR glasses. The VR glasses could easily represent your thoughts in this scenario as a metaphor. Your VR glasses, you're reacting to what you see in those, and you can step on the cat by mistake. Because the real world's gone for you. You're behaving, you're reacting in the real world, but you're knocking shit over. That's why even if you create your own world by your thoughts, guys, if you don't believe that and you're thinking of destructive stuff, and then you look out the front door and destructive stuff is going on, don't sit there and go, boy, it's dangerous out there. It's a woman saying, why would God let all this wanting, killing and stuff go on? And I told her the same thing you did. After I got through laughing, because it was amusing that she would ask such a question. When her kid is sitting at home watching Grand Theft Auto, or something called Warcraft, where he's killing people all day long, and he wins and move up levels based on how many levels he can reach based on how many people he killed or whatever. What do they call them? First-person shooter games where you behind the gun. Your kid is in there in the other room behind the gun. Oh, that's just entertainment. Well, if it's just entertainment, why is he throwing stuff at the – why is he getting so upset that you got to go in there and tell him it's entertainment? Sometimes you might have to remind the kid who's watching that it's just entertainment. That's how good it is. You think it's entertainment, it's programming. It makes you move. It's just like me as a kid. I get through watching Cowboys and Indians on TV, and when the show goes off, we all get together and go outdoors and play what? Cowboys and Indians. Mimic what we see on TV. My parents would rush home to see soap operas every day, on time. They didn't want to miss them. And if you mentioned that these soap operas are just telling you, just programming y'all on how to think and how to talk and how to behave and all that, they'll say, oh, no, it ain't messing with our mind. We don't live like that. It's just entertainment. Love and hip-hop, it's just entertainment. Empire, backstabbing and all that. Oh, it's just entertainment. It don't affect my life. But just like me, as a kid, running outdoors to play Cowboys and Indians, I get through watching a cowboy show. I'm trying to think of a name of a cowboy show. But an old Western show. You know, Buffalo Bill fighting the Indians and all that. Once I get through watching all that, I get my guns, which I got for Christmas, my scavengers, my cowboy guns, and I go outside, and one side of us play Indians and the other side play cowboys, and we shoot to kill. That's right, we shoot to kill. When I shoot you, pow, 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 you're supposed to fall down. You don't fall down, you ain't playing the game right. And then you're going to ask me why there's so much violence? Why come God don't do something about it? You do something about it. Do something about it. Violent movies, all their superheroes solve their problems with their fists and their powers. Good against evil. Bam, bam, bam. You're going to grow up on all that stuff like I did. And you're going to ask me, you're going to say, why come God allow all this evil and wanton killing and all that kind of stuff going on? When you love unconditionally, you love and you have free will, you get a chance to do what you want. Obviously, that's what you want. You like an action movie. When I say, when that means action, that means good guys, bad guys. It usually means guns. Every police story, detective story, involves guns. CIA stories, James Bond, all that shit involves shoot 'em up, bang, bang. Let's call it action movie. A scenario is provided for you to where violence can take place and that'd be okay. Whatever that scenario happens to be. Somebody rescuing someone who's been kidnapped by bad guys or whatever. A scenario is devised in which wanton killing, John Wick kind of shit, wanton killing is just a video game. It's just entertainment. And then you wonder why when you stick your head out the door, it's going on. People walking into clubs and walking into schools and just mowing people down. Not people they don't like, or not people they have a beef with, necessarily. It looks to me like they're just walking in, shooting everything big enough to die. No. Every day in the newspaper, they tell me somewhere somebody shooting up things. I like taking responsibility. So when something comes down the pike that I want to investigate and throw out there and see what you guys think, I put it out there. Today I asked about this old saying, thoughts become things. And I asked, do they? Do they really? Man, that would cause for some, that would cause some attention to what's going on in your head, all this thinking that's going on. It might make you responsibility for them thoughts of yours. The world you live in, if you made that world through the shit, through your thoughts, things going on in your head, then you can remake that world by changing what goes on in your head. Good thoughts, bad thoughts. You rise as high as your greatest expectations of yourself. If you think you ugly, you're gonna be ugly to you no matter what happens, because of what you think. That's all that matters. You may be beautiful to anybody else, but what you think matters. Thoughts do have an effect, don't they? I remember seeing these girls. They had there was a lot of write-ups on models and others who had anorexia, and they just wouldn't eat because they always thought they were overweight. And so you would see some of them, to you and me, they look like skeletons. I mean, they look like those sisters, what are their names? Not the Hilton sisters. Well, anyway, there's some good examples out there. But back then, you never could be too rich, never could be too skinny. And so there was a condition called anorexia. And people who suffered from it, to me and you, might look like they're underweight. But every time they looked themselves in the mirror, for some reason or another, they needed to lose some more pounds. And some of them were literally looked like they were starving. To me, on the outside. So what you think matters. I guess it does. I don't know if it creates things. I don't know if you can think money and pop money appears. I don't have that experience. I mean, if I want money, I think about it once and how much I want, and I let it go. And I move on. And if I'm synchronized, I might get it. It might come at the right place at the right time, exactly when I need it, not before I need it, and not a minute after. But I don't sweat it in the present. Thoughts. Sometimes I don't think at all. Sometimes I just listen to my senses, and they tell me everything I want to know about people, places, and things. Sometimes I get the real story from my God-given senses more than I do from the show people put on. But you got to be present to pick up all that kind of information. You got to be aware. Heightening your awareness. You ever heard of that? Heighten your consciousness, heighten your awareness. It just means you understand, you see more about what's going on around you than most, because many people have thoughts all the time. You see it before, they go like, how did you hear that? When everybody's standing around talking, they want to know, how did you hear? You heard the doorbell, you heard somebody come on the porch, you heard a pot boiling, whatever. But because you're present, you don't miss shit, things. You know what I mean? You're more aware. That's what heightening awareness is at a very minimal level. Strengthening your senses. You see more. You become a sensitive. You become more sensitive. You know, we are sensual beings. But if you don't give attention to your senses, if you think you know better, then that feeling you just got. If you think you know better than that feeling, then go ahead and go and do what you're going to do anyway. See what happens. You know, before we learned language, we had to live by our senses as children until we learned language, and then people could tell us anything. Santa Claus, tooth fairies. Before then, you couldn't tell us that. Because everything, all our senses, all those God-given senses would have told us that's bullshit. So we learned not to just listen to what people say anymore after a while. And people have been telling us what to think through that process since we were children. At one point, we got to question whether we've ever had an original thought, or we didn't pick it up off some TV or radio or parent, speech, teachers. Sometimes it might be just as well to stop thinking and be still. What the scripture said, be still and know that I am God. The only way to know that I am God is to stop running off at the mouth and the mind 24/7. Because you may not know nothing. Based garbage in, garbage out. Based on what's been put in, the input. From, you know, they tell me the government got a program that can mess with your thoughts. MK Ultra. They tell me they're spraying stuff in the air. They got stuff in your water. They got drugs. They got, you know, they know more about your brain than you do. They play you like Pavlov's dog. They can ring the bell and you'll salivate, even though ain't no food coming, because you've been trained. You've been told that so many times that that's how you move now, and they know it. And they can ring the bell and watch you salivate like food is on the way. That's how they train the dog. Every time you heard the bell, somebody brought food. Now you can ring the bell, and his body starts acting like food is coming, even if food never shows up. What did I say? Post-traumatic syndrome. Or it's kind of like bringing a memory back. Yeah, you remember getting food when the bell rang, but that don't mean you're going to get it this time. But the body didn't recognize that. The body said, okay, well, I'm getting ready to eat. Even when the food never come, time and time again, his body heard the bell, and the dog starts to salivate. You do the same thing. They got you like, they got us like that too. Based on what they've told us, we look at the world differently. We look up in the sky and we see the sun come up in the east and go down over in the west. And we don't know that's a lie. So we accept that. So we live in a different world, even though it's cognizance dissonance. Even though we see the same thing, you see it differently than I do. I know we're moving. I know approximately how fast we're moving. I know what direction we're moving in. I know when that direction changes. I know when we're in a new neighborhood. Just by virtue of being on this earth, we're moving. It's moving, and we're moving with it. And it might benefit you to stay with it. To match, but it moves to the left. You've been told to go right. Somebody wants you walking against the forces, the current, while they follow it. But that's because they know which way the wind's blowing, and you don't bother. You're too busy on the grind. I understand. Thoughts ain't all they cracked up to be. That's for sure. Given where they come from. Given how they're built. What they grow from. Programming. We're moving into our call-in section, guys. I set aside a whole part of this show just for you. And I asked the question tonight, do thoughts become things? I'm going to open up my chat room. I'm going to call out that number, area code 563-999-3531. Area code 563-999-3531. And I'm going to open up my chat. I'll be monitoring that chat. And I'm going to give you a little music while you think about that. I'll be right back. to Revolutionary Life, right here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. And tonight on Revolutionary Life, we've asked a question tonight to our audience. We asked, do thoughts really become things? Have you ever heard that, guys? Some people have propagated the idea, because it's still out there, I think, that thoughts become things. Do you believe that? And my goodness, what kind of behavior would that cause if you knew that your life and everything around you is the way it is because of the way you think? Oh, have mercy. Got my lines open. My phone number is area code 563. You call area code 563-999-3531. 563-999-3531. If you're on my site, it should be on my site. My chat room is open. If you got questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'm monitoring that chat, and I'll be able to respond to your questions, comments in the chat, out on the air, if you like, over the air, if you like. Call me, you go straight onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everybody will hear my response. And just remember, guys, all of our shows are archived. That is to say that if you're on my site and you scroll down, you'll see an on-demand section. Those are all of our previous shows. This show, an hour from now, will be on that list. And so if you can't stay for the whole show or something like that, you can always pick this show up again at your leisure, 24/7, by just coming to my site, popping onto the, finding that show, this particular one or one you like, and playing it at your leisure. And so, we're in our call-in session. I set aside a whole part of my show just for you guys, just for my listeners. In case you have questions, in case you have comments, in case you got something to take away or something to add, my lines are open. My phone number is 563-999-3531. And my chat room is open. I'm monitoring that chat. Questions, concerns, put them in the chat. I'm going to give you a little music while you think about that. I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Here you go, guys. We'll be right back. And you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Revolutionary Life is here every week, day, night, Monday through Friday, guys. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm your host here at Revolutionary Life. My name is Gary. And you never know what our shows are going to be. So there is a follow button on my site. If you look up to the upper right-hand corner, I believe, there's a follow button you will see on my site. Click that button, and you'll be notified when we're live. Across from that follow button is a share button, where you can actually share this program or just site in general, but certainly this program to others who may be interested in the same subject matter, this particular subject matter, or the kinds of things we talk about here in general. And truth of the matter, we talk about everything that affects our lives every day. We just talk about them from a revolutionary point of view. Revolution is just change. A revolutionary wants to be on the vanguard of that change. Got to keep your fingers on the pulse to do that. The rhythm, the beat, the current, the vibratory rate, if you will, of what's going on in the world. And so that includes your thoughts tonight. Do your thoughts, I asked, become things? I've heard that. Many of us have heard that saying by now. Thoughts become things. Thoughts become things. Do they? Some of us said, well, shit, maybe they hope not. Some of the things you think, you know, what you want to do to your boss, something like that, you know, you might not really want that to happen. Even though you thought about it. I thought about it. I gave it some thought. It did cross my mind. Shit crossed your mind. You just don't have to entertain it, do you? If you got that kind of control over those thoughts, don't be ashamed that you thought of them. Only be ashamed if you entertain bad thoughts. Thoughts are going to come and go, all kinds, because they're coming from all kinds of places. You just got through listening to this show. You just got through watching this TV program. You just got through listening to somebody's conversation. You just got through going through some stuff. Thoughts are going to come from everywhere. Memories and thoughts are going to come pieced together from all over the places. You just got through watching the news. You heard about somebody got shot. You heard about somebody was shot up of this, that, and another. Some fire broke out. Some kids got hurt. Thoughts are going to come from all over the place. It's what you entertain, they say. It's going to be how you move in this world. Well, your thoughts become things, they say. That's a hell of a thing. Think about it. Because if it's true, first time I heard it was in the book, The Secret. If it's true, then that means we got to watch what goes through your mind. You got to start focusing. You got to start being the observer. You got to become the observer. You got to be in the present to do that, because most of the stuff on your mind is about the past. Most of the stuff on your mind is about shit that already happened. Most of the stuff on your mind is lamenting or reveling in something that was great in the past, or something that you hope for in the future, or something you're anxious about, or you're having some anxiety about in the future, happening to you in the future, something that might happen, could happen. Most of your thoughts are about virtual reality. Shit that's already passed, or things that ain't happened yet. And it's all mental stuff going on there. Present moment is getting away from you, where all the past and the future arrive from. They all come from the present moment. 5 minutes ago, 5 minutes from now. Now seems to be the starting point for past and future. That's a good thing, because you can use the present moment to create a new past and a new future. If you lived here, you don't spend much time here on your thoughts. Your thoughts usually are about the past and future. You don't spend much time in the present. And because everybody wants your attention, the most precious gift you have. And if they can get it in the metaverse, they'll take it. Just as long as it don't be on you. I did a whole piece on Know Thyself. You ain't got time to know who you are. You too busy. Your time and attention, the most valuable gift you own, your focus is on, it's being distracted from you 90% of the time. But it has, so if you take it back, you would be able to be the observer of your thoughts. If you believe thoughts become things, you better start watching them thoughts and controlling which ones you entertain. You can't stop them from coming. That's a futile attempt. That's a waste of time. What you resist persists. It's just going to come stronger and harder if you try to fight thoughts. That doesn't work. You're in a struggle already. You're thinking about thinking. No. You can't stop thoughts from coming. You just don't have to entertain them, all of them. And if you're the observer, you know where they come from. You know if they're old thoughts. You know if they're thoughts that were put in your head when you were a kid. I know a guy tells me the other day, why come everybody look down on divorce? I got a divorce, and it's almost like I just killed somebody. Everybody's down about it. You know, I got to keeping it quiet and all that kind of stuff. I said, no, to me, to me, it's the environment that came up in. You belong to a religion that looks down on you. Maybe that's why you feel that way. That's why they feel that way. Maybe you're in a community that looks down on divorce. Maybe your parents look down on divorce. You know, maybe people in your life that you respect don't look down on divorce, so don't feel that way, because everybody don't look down on divorce. So if you're feeling so bad about it, you got to voice how this feeling, how you're running into this feeling around in your environment. You got to give it to them. That's the way they think. But it's just thoughts. It ain't real. The event, the divorce is what it is. Any incident is what it is. Circumstances don't matter. Your state of mind, your thoughts, your state of what you think about it matters. That's how it's going to affect you. That's what you need to worry about. Situations don't matter. State of mind is what matters. Your peace, let's say, is what matters. And your peace just determines how you interpret the world around you. And you do through your belief system. Through your shit you think, what you believe is going on, what you think is going on. But you know your thoughts have been messed with. You tell me the government got a program to mess with your thoughts. MK Ultra. It's called MK Ultra, Government Mind Program. But preachers, teachers, parents, folks been telling you what to think since you were a child. TV program. You really trust that? If thoughts become things, woo! We got to be careful what we think. What we entertain in terms of thoughts that come through our minds, wouldn't we? I had to ask because I don't know definitively. I just love the idea, as you probably noticed from listening to my presentations, of personal responsibility for your health, physical, spiritual, mental. and you let somebody else tell you what time it is. That's how far you done got. You made normal. When I do health, I talk about how you go to bed and wake up your body every day. And as soon as it hurts, you go to a stranger, a doctor, and ask them, what's wrong with me? You wake up and go to bed with your body all your life. That's why I did the Know Thyself section. I thought it was something very simple. Nothing's esoteric. I asked, how do you know you? How about your body? Let's start with that one. With the pandemic going around and monochrome and all these viruses and people getting sick and dying, how you doing? About knowing yourself. Are you healthy? Do you have a strong immune system? Are you prepared to do what your body needs? I don't know if you know a damn thing about it. You ain't got time to even worry about vitamins and nutrients and shit that your body's supposed to have already when something comes along to fight. I don't know if you want to have that conversation. If you're like my family, I'm a health nut if I start talking about eating right and getting the right vitamins and nutrients and that kind of stuff. They don't want to hear that. They want to get they want some chicken. And some burgers, some steaks, some chops, and all that good stuff. They want to eat what they like to eat, what they've long grew up eating, or whatever. But now here come a disease come along, and they ain't equipped to deal with it. More people done died in this country in the last year or two. Folks I know, even not from Corona, dying from illness. They don't about to kill them. They ain't died from plane crashes. My relatives dying from illnesses, sicknesses, diseases. But health, talk about health, going to a health food store, nuts and twigs, eating nuts. No, they laugh at me. I ain't got no medicine cabinet. I got a medicine cabinet, but ain't no medicine in there. Ain't no pills in there. Ain't no doctor appointments. None of that stuff. But it ain't because it wasn't automatic. It's because I look after my health. I gave a damn. I read about my health. I got a book on the human body. There's one they make for men. There's one they make for women. Really thick books. And I learned how the machine I need to survive on works and the things that it needs to make it work. How many of y'all can have that conversation about your body? Can we have a conversation on your respiratory system? Would you be able to hold that conversation with me on how your breathing works? I mean, if it stopped, I'm sure you'd be concerned. Your breathing. If you couldn't breathe, you get busy trying to figure out something to work that out. But I was just wondering, if it's that vital, how much do you know about it? Do you need to know anything about it? Do you give a damn? You're just going to use it until it breaks down, and then you'll go to a stranger and say, hey, I can't breathe. What's wrong with me? A doctor. So your thoughts, guys. The thoughts become things. How much attention do you give to that, your thoughts? Are you the observer of your thoughts, or do your thoughts take you away from the present moment? Like a pair of VR glasses, where you stumble around in the real world, stepping on shit and knocking things over and destroying your life. Because you're responding to your thoughts, the VR glasses. You're not responding to your present moment, the real world. You got to come here. Take the glasses off. Come out of your thoughts. Come out of the matrix for a minute. And be still. That's how I do it. I quit thinking. Thinking ain't always cracked up to be. And I use my God-given senses. And sometimes it helps me see through people, things, people, places, and things. It helped me see what's real. That's all. My lines are open. I still got a little time. My phone number is area code 563-999-3531. You call me, you're going straight onto the air. Everybody will hear what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. I got my chat room open. I'm monitoring that chat. Questions, comments, concerns, put them in the chat. I'll respond to them in that chat or on the air if you like. Let me give you a little music, and I'll be right back. Call me. You go straight up the line. It's your turn. Hey, and you're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every weekday night, ladies and gentlemen, from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Every night, weekday night, we talk about the things that affect our lives every day. We just have a revolutionary take on those things. We try to keep our fingers on the pulse of the change, right? That's revolutionary. The revolutionary always wants to be on the vanguard. If you're in the front of change, you might have something to say about how it's shaped when it goes down. If you're on the ass end of change, you probably won't have much to say about anything. So we try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. And tonight we've been talking about this ongoing saying that I've been hearing since back in the days when the book The Secret was out. Thoughts become things. So we actually asked tonight, do they? Do thoughts become things? Because if they do, it does require us to pay some attention to what we're thinking and how much we're thinking of one thing or another. For instance, if it's a good thought, are you feeding good thoughts? Are you feeding bad thoughts? Which one are you feeding is the one that you're going to, the results you're going to get. The universe gives you what you give. So if you give out bad thoughts, you get bad shit back. What can I say? It gives back what you give out. If you give out need and want, you're going to get back need and want. That's all. Do you think you will, or do you think you won't? Do you think you can, or do you think you can't? Do you think you do, or do you think you don't? Do you think you will, or do you think you won't? Which one of the mouths do you feed is what you're going to get. It seems like. I want to thank everybody who listened in for listening in tonight. Here tonight, we was talking about the idea of thoughts become things. And we'll be here tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. You never know what the subject's going to be. So there's a follow sign up above on my site. If you hit that button, you'll be notified when we're live. There's a share button across from that. If you know anybody who might be interested in this subject or more, this kind of conversation, it's a call-in show, so they get a chance to even voice their opinion on this show. Because we have a chat room and a phone number. And we set aside a side of our show just for calls, just for my audience to respond if they like. And so please share. All right. And we're going to take you out tonight. Oh, and don't forget, guys, all of our shows are archived. So if you're unable to stay for the whole show or catch our whole show, just in an hour from now, this show will be in my on-demand section. If you're on my site, you will see a section called on-demand as you scroll down. And all of our previous shows are listed there. This show will be there in about an hour after we're done here tonight. And we're going to wrap up. And I want to thank everybody for listening in, who listened in tonight. And I'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Let me give you a little music, and I wish you a good night. Buenos dias. Buenas noches. Ciao.